Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, former State Senator Bill Raggio has the story of his life out, and he's got a lot of things to say about the legislature. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Jill Derby, Martha Gould, and Randy Thompson. All coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how the roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Addy, you think we'll be cowgirls someday?
You're darn tootin'. Maybe we'll even win buckles.
Yeah.
Get ready for the nonstop adrenaline-pounding excitement, because it's time to cowboy up for the Reno Rodeo. It all starts with Bulls as Extreme Bulls kicks off 10 nights of Reno Rodeo starting June 16th.
These guys are our future. That's why we rodeo for the kids.
Yeah! Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
The book is A Man of His Word, The Life and Times of Nevada Senator William J. Raggio. And our guest today, Senator William J. Raggio. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And it's our 20th anniversary of doing shows together.
I'm sorry?
It's our 20th anniversary of doing programs together.
Oh, great. Well, wonderful. I just brought you a tape, as a matter of fact, of a radio interview that I did with you 20 years ago. I can't believe it was that long.
No, I know. It seems like yesterday. Let me start out. We'll get to the book, but okay. Let's start out with your thoughts on the session, your thoughts on what happened in the Supreme Court decision. Let's start there.
Well, that's a long subject, but I'll try to be brief. Having served in the Senate for some 38 years, I thought I'd miss it. I guess I didn't really miss that much, although I was interested in what went on this session. If I had to grade it, I'd probably give it a B. I thought they should have more earlier on developed the budget, and I commend Governor Sandoval and those who supported his decision to reform the budget and to acknowledge that they would have to extend some sunset taxes that we had imposed. And, it should have been done early on, and it proves the point. A governor or a legislative candidate should never sign pledges about never doing something because circumstances change. The Supreme Court decision, which we should have anticipated, that you can't take money that's earmarked for a single county or several counties or any kind of earmarked bond money. So the threat of that occurring in the budget that was initially presented was real. And I think that should have been realized earlier. Secondly, not doing redistricting or reapportionment for either the congressional districts or the legislature was a serious mistake, and it should not be allowed to go to the courts. So for that, I think the legislature failed. I went through three sessions three times when we had to do the reapportionment. And what should happen now is this. One, the both houses should be enlarged so that the northern part of the state will have actually more voices, doesn't change the proportion, but a special session should be called and the party should realize we've got to do this fairly and right so that it isn't a court-imposed decision.
Is it not already too late to do that?
No, the governor could call a special session and should, and I would certainly recommend that, but I would recommend in addition what I said. Enlarge the bodies so that there are more. It's not that costly. I know that's an argument that's imposed, but it's not real and it's not substantial. And then get together and understand that, look, there's certain criteria you have to meet in making these fair and legal, and that should be done, and keep the court out of it, because once a court gets into this, nobody's going to like the result.
Let me go back to the idea of sweeping funds. Wasn't that done while you were in the legislature as well?
We did. We had to do it three different times.
Okay, so what's the difference between what was done then and what was done now?
Well, I can't tell the difference. I think they were bogged down with too many other matters, particularly the budget issues and the issue on taxes. And let me say this. We certainly do need a fair, substantive tax analysis. We had provided the money last session for that to be done. It was one of my criteria for approving the budget. What happened is we bid it out. Moody's Financial was a successful bidder, and they fell down flat. They failed to deliver. You can't rely on all of these tax studies, Sam, that we've had over the last couple of decades that were financed by special interest groups because they're not objective. And we need a fair and objective analysis. We do not have a perfect tax system, and those who say you should never raise the tax must say that. They have to understand. We don't have a perfect, fair tax system. That doesn't mean we should raise taxes. It means we should get a fair, equitable tax study that is based on a good analysis that's not the one that's paid for by special interest groups.
What did you think of the way that mining was treated in the end of the session?
Well, I think that some of that was necessary. I think there's still something further that ought to be looked at in the way mining is taxed in our state. You know, other than amending the Constitution, some of those deductions that have been used improperly, certainly for determining what the net profits are were good arguments, and they did address some of that. I still think there's, you know, the problem is I think somebody's going to put on the ballot raising taxes or changing the method of taxation for industries like mining and gaming, and nobody's going to like the result that comes from a public plebiscite.
Were you surprised that mining came to the table and said they would offer $24 million if they could get to keep their deductions?
No, I think mining wants to be a fair partner in our state. You know, they get criticized a lot, but they also do a lot of things that aren't heard about. But on the other hand, yes, they have a great advantage in our state. They have a greater tax advantage in this state than in any other place on earth. So I think they understand that, and they're willing to concede that they need to probably come to the table with a little more.
All right, let's take a break. More with Senator Raggio when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Local energy. Entertainment, Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, the book is A Man of His Word, The Life and Times of Nevada Senator William J. Raggio, written by Michael Archer and available where all books are sold. I wanted to ask you one last question about the legislative session. It's my understanding that you personally called several legislators at the end of the session with your thoughts on their performance. Would you care to elaborate on that?
I called almost all of the senators, and I congratulated those who had the fortitude and the foresight to join the governor in the compromise that he had reached on the budget. I also called those who voted against it and told them I was disappointed that they couldn't understand the necessity for extending the sunset taxes. And incidentally, I was the one who imposed the sunset, insisted on it at the last session. And I also said at that time, look, people think a tax, once you impose it, never goes away. So let's put a sunset on this. And if the economy improves, then it'll go away. If it doesn't, we can extend it. That seemed to be have been forgotten in all of this process.
With the people that you were critical of, how did they respond to you?
Well, I only heard from one or two. I think I only heard from one. The rest I didn't hear from. But I understand they're busy and they've got a lot of other things to do. No, I just thought I should express my my concern about it as one voter. My opinion isn't necessarily that important to them, but that's how I felt about it. And I commend the governor for, doing what he thought was right and what was necessary. Everybody understands that. Not the far right or the far left, probably, but the majority of Nevadans, I think, support that decision.
Let's change topics to your
All
book,
right.
A Man of His Word. It's 600 pages long. It's a remarkable story.
Well, I didn't write the book. I want you to understand that.
I realize that, but it's your life that is being written about. How cathartic was it to go through this process?
Well, I first, as I indicated in a little preface to the book, I didn't think my life was that important. It's not been national or international, strictly local. But the author, who is a wonderful writer, has his own book that he wrote about his experiences as a Marine in the Vietnam War, Michael Archer. I said, if somebody's going to write a book, then having read that book, I would like him to write it. He did about 3 years of research, and the book, in addition to whatever my exploits might be, is a wonderful dissertation about the history in the state and in northern Nevada.
Well, let me ask you this. I remember interviewing my father before he passed, and we did about 8 hours of videotaping, and I learned so much about him that I didn't know, and the things that had occurred in his early life that really formed his character throughout his life. And I wonder what portions of this conversation struck you as things that you had either forgotten about or made you somewhat emotional.
Well, I don't know. Somebody once said, I've got a perfect memory. I can remember things that didn't happen. But that's not the case here. I was very pleased with the way that he did the interviews. I had started, at the university to do an interview on
the oral history.
Oral history, and I just didn't like the format: question answer, question answer. I thought if it's going to be a story, it ought to be in narrative form, and he did an excellent job making what I think was rather dull experiences for others interesting.
You are one of the most remarkable figures in Nevada's history, and how you could possibly think that people would not be fascinated by your story is beyond me, but I will allow you
don't read my emails, apparently.
I will allow you that modesty. But as you wrote the book, and I'm trying to get to the heart of this, because you have such a wonderful way with people. What was the most emotional part in having these discussions about the book for you?
Well, I guess reliving some of those experiences, particularly in the years when I was district attorney. Those seem to have been forgotten since I spent so many years in the legislature, but the author brought out so many of the more famous cases that I tried personally, and brought back a lot of tears, a lot of emotion, as well as reliving some of those experiences.
Mention two or three of those cases.
Oh, the one, you know, in no particular order, was the killing of the British Olympic skier by a young man, Thomas Bean. There was the other one where Bob Williams, a Sandman, killed a number of lawyers in our courthouse. The ongoing trials with Joe Conforti, the noted vice figure here, and you know, the fact that I was able to record those things and you know, put him away where others were bought off and paid for. So you know, those were interesting times, and probably a lot of that you couldn't do today because of the way the judicial process has developed.
I want to ask you one last question. I was at the governor's mansion the night that you were honored into the Senate Hall of Fame. And you've always joked over the years that, you know, what's going to be the honor you're going to have today or tomorrow or whatever. And you've always enjoyed that. But I felt that that was a very special night for you. Could
it
you
was,
just share your emotion for that?
It was. I had helped to create the Senate Hall of Fame because I thought we should honor long-term former senators such as Jim Gibson and Milan Brown, people who probably have been forgotten today, but who really kept the dignity and the decorum of the Senate going for so many decades. And I never expected to be one of those honored, but you know, it was a singular honor, as was one recently that I received a doctor's degree in humane letters from the university. And I always felt so strongly about education, and particularly higher education, and that's one of the failings, I think, of this legislative process today, particularly this last session. I think we have people say you should read the Constitution. The state Constitution not only says the legislature has a mandate to fund education, it also says it has a mandate to fund literary issues, cultural issues, and we're ignoring that.
Well, that's where we have to leave it for today.
All right.
But you will be welcome back many more times.
Okay,
the book is
you.
A Man of His Word, The Life and Times of Nevada Senator William J. Raggio, available at bookstores all across the state. Thank you for being here, sir.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0096 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
When accidents happen, where can you turn? Galloway & Jensen, one of Reno's finest personal injury law firms. Bob and Graham have over 50 years' experience defending folks just like you. They know how insurance companies defend claims. They know how they'll evaluate your injury. And they know when to take them to court.
Why go it alone against the insurance companies?
Call us today. We'll fight for you.
Call Galloway & Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Jill Derby is here, the former Nevada State Democratic Party chair, Martha Gold, political activist, and Randy Thompson, political analyst. Pleasure to have you all on here. Just wanted to go around the table and your thoughts on some of the comments and very pointed comments that Senator Raggio made in the first segment there.
Well, one of the comments I heard all throughout this legislative session was how much everybody missed Senator Raggio and his sense of responsibility about doing what's right for the state. It just brought out, in listening to that interview, it so brought out why they miss Senator Raggio, and just the good sense, the strong voice for what's right, regardless of all the other factors.
You know, Senator Raggio is a true leader, and I think perhaps the only statesman we have left in Nevada at this point. His leadership was missed terribly in this legislature. There was no leadership, no one to speak for the entire state. And that was a tragedy. And no one to listen to common sense approaches to the fiscal problems, the revenue problem. The state doesn't have a spending problem, it has a revenue problem. And he pushed for the sunsets. Sunsets are a good idea because if the economy improves, they go away. If the economy doesn't improve, they can be extended. And yet, if it weren't for the fact that we had the Supreme Court decision, the state would have been a third world country.
Randy?
Well, I find it interesting the title of his book is A Man of His Word, and this legislative session was not a session of their word. They gave their word they were going to sunset those taxes last time, and they did not abide by that word. And that, to me, was one of the more frustrating things, that and the lack of leadership. You had Oseguera and Horsford, who were playing as leaders, who were having holding committees of the whole and discussing the budget, knowing full well that whatever they passed wasn't going to pass. They were trying to embarrass the Republicans instead of just sitting down and working things out. When I talked to Judge Hardesty, he said no one should have been surprised by that court decision. They've known about it for months. Mm-hmm. So to come in the last few days and try to change this budget was lack of leadership on a lot of people's parts. But I think bottom line for this session, we did miss Raggio, and more than anything, the taxpayers are one that lost out on this session.
Would you like to respond to Randy?
Well, only what I want to say is I'm very relieved about the outcome, because I think people all around the state, including business and industry, the mining, all the educational community, were panicked about what could happen if those sunsets were extended. We felt that it would set back education in Nevada by at least 20 years, and any possibility of economic development was really going to be undermined. So I think I'm so pleased, and so many are, with the result, and I also would commend the governor for his leadership in that and for bringing about that result. But it was a scary finish where we didn't know that was going to happen, but it was the right result in the end. But Senator Raggio would have been pushing for that all along.
The problem here is that they didn't address the underlying issue, which is taking a long, hard look at the revenue structure in the state. You know, there's a quote that I love to use, and it's from Supreme Court Justice Holmes. The price one pays to live in a civilized society is taxes.
All right. And I'm not saying that the extending the sunsets, while I was personally against it, more because the legislature gave us their word. And what we need in this state and in this business community is stability in our decision making. But they kicked the can down the road on not addressing the bigger fiscal issue of a stable tax base. I would have accepted that not extending the sunsets, but maybe saying, let's look at our sales tax, lower the rate, and add a service tax. Let's make it revenue neutral, bring in the same amount of money. But they didn't address PERS, they didn't address PEBS. That's why I'm saying the taxpayers lost, because we didn't make significant reforms that we need so that we can fund education at a good level in the future.
But
it was very short-sighted.
The very good point that Senator Raggio made is that giving your word, making a pledge that you won't raise taxes, is not responsible leadership.
No, it isn't.
You don't know what the circumstances are going to be. And what's happened in Nevada is very troubling. It was a difficult session, and everybody knows that.
And there's
so many freshmen, people who were new. I mean, all of it was very, very difficult. But the fact that the pledge was given was what scared us all, because the circumstances demanded said, that we find some revenue source that could carry education forward.
And not doing that means that we have a brain drain in the state. People, bright young people are going to graduate or they're going to go out of state to college. They're not going to come back to Nevada. And we are losing institutional history, both in the academic field as well as in the legislative field. And without that institutional history, you're going to make some enormous mistakes.
You know, reading your body language, Randy, it's like you're disagreeing with these ladies on one level, but on another level, you're actually agreeing with them.
Well, I do. We need to have a stable tax base.
Absolutely.
And we didn't get there. We didn't deal with long-term reforms. We did some reforms with education. We didn't address PEBS and PERS. So, yes, I'm frustrated. While I don't think that was the tax, I'm not worried about the tax pledge. I mean, the legislature in 2009 said we will only do these taxes for 2 years. A lot of people counted on that. That's where I said they gave up their word. I can understand the sunset. I also was at the hearings when business said, don't lower our taxes, keep it the same. Mm-hmm. But what irks me is they split the payroll tax last time, and this time they dropped the payroll tax on $250,000 or less. Now, that's the people I represent, so I'm not looking a gift horse in the mouth, but I also didn't ask for it. Mm-hmm. I asked for that to be stayed the same. They gave a tax cut when nobody was asking for
it. And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
It's the new to you trade-up event, and it's going on now only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Trade in your older vehicle for a newer one and get interest rates as low as 2%. You can even lower your monthly payment. Plus, Internet sells certified select vehicles with 90-day, 3,000-mile warranties. They look like new and drive like new, but they are definitely not priced like new. Trade up at the new to you trade-up event going on now at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
We are a go. 10, 9, 8, ignition confirmed, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Get ready to experience more heart-pounding HD excitement than ever before. Charter just added 28 new HD channels. Start enjoying Charter HD today. Call or visit charter.com/morehd.
The nutrient-rich, flavor-packed avocado. It can be seen in lush green orchards, in upscale restaurants, and now, Subway.
No way!
Way! Because now, for a limited time only, Subway has avocado. Creamy, smooth, this superfood really ups the flavor ante. Try the turkey and bacon avocado. Everything you add tastes even better with creamy avocado. Crispy veggies, cheeses, sauces. Go ahead, grab the green today at Subway. Subway, eat fresh.
Finally, a place to stay and play in historic Virginia City. It's the best of the Old West at the 67-room Victorian-style Silverland Inn and Suites. Now you can spend the night and enjoy a different world just a short ride from Reno. Indoor heated pool and hot tub, special events and activities are all available for your enjoyment. Stay Sunday through Thursday and a standard room is only $69. Call the Silverland Inn and Suites and discover a new way to stay and play in the Old West.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. While you're there, check out the blogs. On the next broadcast, Jim Rogers will be here, and he has a lot to say. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.